This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Coming up at 8:45, we'll give you the latest quarterback news with QB Quarter Of. Believe Bishop was out with the next quarterback on Friday, turn punt returner.
He was a quarterback.
And B. Mitch will have to get the skinny from that, as we are efforting Johnny Davis, who was drafted by the Wizards with the 10th pick in the draft. And Johnny joins us right now. Of course, played college hoops at Wisconsin. Grew up in Wisconsin. Wisconsin boy. How you doing, Johnny?
I'm doing really good right now. We're going through mini camp right now, so I'm just, you know, really excited to be able to learn some things.
What was the week leading up to the draft, and what was the draft experience like for you with the Wizards select? You'd worked out for the Wizards. They pick you with the 10th pick. What was it like?
I mean, leading up to the draft, you know, it started to build up more and more each day as it got closer. And then when my name was called and I knew I was coming to D.C., it was probably the happiest moment of my life.
That's pretty incredible. How many different teams did you work out for?
I think maybe five or six.
Five or six. And did you get a sense that you were high on the Wizards board? Like, if they were still there at 10, that you, there was a good chance? Or did they keep it pretty to themselves?
Nah, I kind of figured that I wouldn't drop past 10. I think, you know, being here in D.C. was probably the best fit for me.
Right.
All right, so let's talk about kind of going forward, Johnny. You know, you're going to be playing with Bradley Beal, assuming he signs that max extension, $250 million, by the way. It's crazy. And then you're going to be playing with Kristaps Porzingis. How much NBA do you like to watch as a college player? How much have you seen these guys play?
I've seen Bradley Beal play a lot. You know, I feel like that's somebody I can try to resemble my game after. And, of course, Kristaps, you know, I feel like, you know, he has the potential to be one of the top centers in the league. So to be on a team like this, I think, you know, this next season is going to be really exciting.
Mm-hmm. You know what's impressive about your numbers from last year was I believe you finished fifth in the Big Ten in rebounding.
Yeah, you could tell he's a
tough kid. You were about 8.5 rebounds a game. I could be wrong on that, but I know you were in the top five in rebounding. That's impressive, especially for a big physical conference like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's just instincts, knowing where the ball is shot from, how it hits the rim, and where it's going to go. Also, my teammates did a really good job of, you know, clearing stuff out and boxing guys out for me. So I just use my athleticism to go get the ball.
So, Johnny, growing up in Wisconsin, your dad played in the NBA a little bit. Were you a Packers fan, a Bucks fan? What'd you grow up liking?
I didn't really like any NBA team specifically. Kind of just like watching Kevin Durant. That was sort of my favorite player.
So you're a KD guy.
And then
what about on the football side?
So after. This is a funny story. I'm a Giants fan, but after they beat the Patriots a while back, I didn't really have a team, but I had relatives throughout my family that were Giants fans. And after that game, I seen them all cheering, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to hop on the bandwagon. I've been with them ever since.
Nice. So how good of a football player were you? So you played quarterback, and I got to say, a couple of us that were doing the show, I don't know if you know this, the little vignette that they showed on ESPN, or maybe it was ABC, when you were selected, you were talking about playing high school football, and you kind of threw your line under the bus. Like, you were like, I ran around a lot because my line wasn't very good.
Yeah, you know, I'm not trying to really knock on those.
I mean, aren't
guys,
they your boys?
You know, yeah, I mean, somewhat, but you know, we weren't really a football school. But you know, I just got to be honest. I mean, you know, I did have to do a lot of running.
Did you have a good arm?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you get recruited to play college football?
I got recruited by a few schools, but I knew I wasn't going to play college football.
When right. did you know that you were an NBA talent? Like, a lot of kids think, oh, I'm going to go to the league or whatever. But when did you know, like, you know what? This is actually going to happen. I don't know. Maybe you play pick up with guys in the summer and you could kind of evaluate your skill set with them, that kind of thing. When did you know?
I mean, I kind of knew, like, probably halfway throughout the season that, you know, I was going to be one of the top picks in the draft, but I didn't really, you know, worry about it too much till after the season. But then after the season was when I really knew it was like, okay, this is.
But how did you really know? Were guys telling you? Or, like, you know, were people hitting you?
I mean, he's Big Ten Player of the Year.
I know, but when, like, there's a part when you just know, like, you're playing with the guys in the summers or whatever, and you're like, you know what? I could just hang with these guys, no problem. You know what I mean?
I mean, I didn't really play with any NBA guys this past summer, but not after the season. You know, I mean, I would see the mock draft stuff on Instagram and Twitter, but
is that what
I wouldn't pay
is?
Too much attention to it. I would just scroll by and, you know, see it like, oh, wow, at one point I was a top five pick.
Yeah.
But after the season, my dad, he knew a lot more about it than I did, and he told me I wasn't going to be going back to school.
Right.
And then Coach Greg Gard, your coach, he probably was telling you, all right, their scouts are asking about you, teams are asking about you, right? That had to have happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would see scouts in and out of practice.
Right.
How big, when we had Tommy Shepard on, who's the GM of the Wizards, he talked about you having a twin brother and, like, I think they really like the aspect that you're a battler, a dog, if you'd say. Like, what? Tell me the value of having a twin brother and playing against him all the time and battling with him to where you are today.
It's great. You know, you got a best friend basically your whole entire life. And especially when we were younger, we would always just do anything we can to compete against each other, whether it was basketball, football, baseball, card games, video games. So I feel like having a twin brother helps you build that competitive side of you.
Did you guys get in any epic fights, even if it was when you were like 8 or 9 years old? Did you have rules at fights? Like, I had a younger brother, but we never really hit each other in the face. Like, we'd get in fights. Did you guys get in any good fights?
Yeah, I mean, there was no rules. It was just all out, just try to beat the hell out of each other.
Did either of you, though, ever hit each other in the face?
Yeah, there was probably some times where that would happen.
Couple
but,
times.
I mean, usually we would try to stay away from that because we knew our parents would be mad at us.
Right.
So you're working with the guys now. What have you noticed right away?
About minicamp?
Yeah. Talent level and that sort
speed
of
speed of the game.
Yeah, no, I mean, obviously you guys are really talented. You know, they wouldn't be here if they weren't. But also just the way that guys compete. You know, they're coming out here, they're competing to the best of their ability and just trying to make themselves better and everybody else around them.
All right, give me a couple things where you really think you need to improve heading into the NBA season, your first NBA season, rookie year, and then talk about how different is the NBA game right now from what you've seen in minicamp than the Big Ten.
Yeah, I would definitely say becoming more of a consistent shooter and more of a playmaker are two aspects I could really improve on.
Mm-hmm.
And then also I would say the difference is from NBA to college is that guys are a lot faster and stronger. You know, it's just a whole nother level.
Right.
Have you thought about where you're going to live? Like the lifestyle here in D.C.?
No, not yet. But I've been around the city a little bit, and I really think it's a beautiful city.
Did any of the guys reach out to you on draft? I assume they did. Did, like, Brad text you or whatever right after your draft?
Yeah, Bradley Beal, Kyle Kuzma, Corey Kispert, Rui, Denny.
What's that like?
I think it was just those guys.
That's unbelievable, right?
Yeah, it's crazy to text from those guys because I've been watching them on TV for a while.
Right. And then are any of those guys with you in the minicamp, or is it all younger guys?
No, it's all just younger guys.
Right. right? Your mind's going to be blown when you're actually passing to Bradley Beal, right?
Yeah, definitely.
A little bit. And then you're shooting, you're warming up with Brad. That's got to be just like a pinch me experience.
Mm-hmm.
Do you envision yourself as a starter from day one?
Yes, I mean, that's a goal of mine. But, you know, if I'm not a starter, it's not going to, you know, impact how I feel about the game or about the team. It's just whatever the coach thinks is the best decision for the team. And then if I see the court at all, I'm just going to go in and play whatever role I need to the best of my ability.
Right. What have they said their expectations? Like, what are they looking for from you in year one? Have they given you any sort of outline?
No, not really. I think, you know, they might play me at point guard, which is something I didn't do in college, but I think, you know, I don't have a problem with it. I think I'd be comfortable with it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Hey, real quick before we let you go, can I just bring you back to, I know you've been asked about this before. Sorry to ask you, Johnny. First time we've interviewed you. Just bring us back to the Michigan game. I'm not sure if that was February or March when Juwan slapped your assistant. What was your reaction to that, and where were you in that whole scrum? I'm kind of watching a video right now. I can't see where you are, but I see right now you're getting pulled away by some of your teammates. How pissed off were you?
Yeah, I mean, I was a little bit more confused and pissed off. You know, I was at the back of the line. And then, you know, we're walking through, and then all of a sudden it just stops, and everybody at the back of the line is, like, walking around to see what's happening. And all of a sudden we see pushing and shoving, and I get up to, you know, the middle of the scrum, and I see one of my assistant coaches just, like, on the ground getting walked over by people. So I go in there to try to help him up, but my teammates think I'm going to go in there and start, like, throwing punches or whatever. I'm like, no, I'm trying to stop this.
Right.
And they knew, like, they were pulling me away because they're like, well, you're, like, one of the important players on the team. So you can't be getting caught up in this and get suspended at all because we obviously had a lot more season left. So, I mean, I was a little bit more confused and angry. I mean, you know, Juwan Howard did what he did. You know, he got suspended. He paid his dues, but it was definitely a really crazy moment.
What did Coach Guard say, or your assistant coach who got slapped, what did they say to you guys in the locker room after that game?
They just said, you know, don't worry about it too much. We got to focus on the fact that we won and know that we got a lot of season left. But, I mean, you know, we knew that it was going to be a hot topic for a while. So they told us to just make sure not to go around, you know, disrespecting Michigan or discrediting them because of the incident.
I can't remember. Did you guys play them again in the Big Ten tournament? I can't remember.
No, we didn't.
So that was the last time you played them. Okay.
Hey, Johnny, I wanted to ask you your fashion choice for the NBA draft. Describe your fit, and what did you think about some of the other guys?
Yeah, so my fit was supposed to be red, which is, you know, Wisconsin themed because not a lot of guys make it out of the University of Wisconsin. I mean, the only two I can think of or in the past few years was Sam Decker and Frank Kaminsky. But that was what I was going with. Then I think this is probably one of the best dressed draft classes in a while that I've seen.
What did he wear? I was on vacation.
It's kind of a reddish suit. What's the letter on there? What does that stand for?
It was a J. It just stands for my name.
Oh, got you.
I very rarely. What do you think it stood for, JP?
No,
a jumper.
A G. I didn't know. I'm so terrible at cursing. I thought it might be a G.
It was a J.
Hey, you look good in it. I couldn't pull it off, but you look good in it.
Yeah, you did. Hey, welcome to D.C., my friend. Congratulations.
Stay healthy.
Yeah. Can't wait to see you on the court playing for real.
Yeah, appreciate you guys.
All right, bro. Man. Take care, buddy.
Johnny D.
I mean, you didn't get to hear the Shepherd interview and some of the things that he said, but I think they really, I know EB's talked about this forever, they really wanted somebody that can play some defense,
mm-hmm.
and they like his toughness.
Hey, looks
they like his toughness, like not just on the court, but like I said, Shepherd talked about him growing up as a twin and being kind of like a competitive family, played football. I think that actually stood out to them, like the football background, the twins, toughness, the rebound,
and
the defense.
His dad played in the league for a few years?
Just a cup of coffee.
Sure. Uh-huh. But like you said, he's tough. He's a tough kid. He's got a really good mid-range game. He's not a guy who's going to stretch the defense because he's not a consistent deep three-point shooter, but he's going to have to improve on that.
Yep.
But he can.
He can.
So many guys do.
But he's just tough. He's a good defensive player. He'll get some boards. Who knows if he'll start, you know, in the first game of the season, but he'll play a lot, and maybe he will start. See what kind of summer he has.
My guess it would be unlikely that he starts.
Probably.
I mean, they might throw him to the Wolves if they don't go out and pick up a point guard, and Shepherd said they need to pick up a point guard, they roll out with, like, Bradley Beal bringing the ball up the court and Davis bringing the ball up the court sometimes. As long as you're not getting pressed, you're okay. Just set up your offense.
They don't press in the NBA. You don't really need a
old school point guard.
Then Kristaps comes up high. They run the high pick and roll and the screens, and that's what they do.
He'll get some big minutes. Absolutely.
Yeah. I don't know. I like the pick.
We did spend a lot of time last week talking about them making a big move and shaking it up. Looks like they're just bringing guys back, right?
Well, I mean,
what it seems like right now.
Still time.
But as you said, they've been making moves for the last 2 years.
Coming up next, we'll give you the latest quarterback news with QB Quarter of here on the Junkies.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.